Wow. There you are. Good morning. Welcome along to the Bromley Saturday morning get-together here, live on a Saturday morning between 10am and 11am. Also available as a podcast, which means you can listen to it when or wherever you are. And this, of course, will be repeated Monday morning, 10am. So how are ya? We hope you're better than we are. Not a very good start this morning. Actually, yeah, it's because I need a slap behind the knees, I'm thinking, because I should have made sure everything was ready to broadcast live. However, it wasn't, because certain, well, leads weren't put in where they're supposed to be. Then one came out, so that's why we was being heard only on one channel. But now, we are broadcasting in stereo. Anyway, that warm round thing that we haven't seen for a long time on a blue background, that'd be the blue sky, is there. I know they say you shouldn't really talk about what's going on out your window, but why not? And in the words of Rod Stewart, the first cut was the deepest. Of course, I'm referring to cutting the lawn, cutting the grass. Now, it was a very high cut, obviously, but yeah, it kind of worked out. No problem so far. But the problem is, once you start, then you've got to carry on, don't you? All right, we're running out of music here, so I'm just going to get on with it, and then we'll have a song or two, and then we'll sort ourselves out, all right?
Not just a radio station, more a way of life.
Bromley Radio! Country, fishing in a stream, looking for an answer, trying to find a sign, until I saw your city lights, honey, I was blind. They said, get back, honky cat, better get back to the woods. Well, I quit in those days and my redneck ways. Silver mine, it's like
email in to BromleyRadio@gmail.com or Twitter, X, at BromleyRadio1.
Madonna singing. That's who that girl is. And before that, we had Elton John and Honky Cat from the 70s. And there you are, and here we are for this, well, Saturday morning broadcast. But then it becomes a podcast. So years ago, when I was elsewhere, actually it was on London Taxi Radio, I came up with this thing called a broadcast. So that's something that was broadcast and then became a podcast, if you like. I sort of mixed both names there, if you will. And I actually reached out to a major player in the radio world. He's known as being a radio futurologist. Now, what is a radio futurologist? Well, it so happens that is a title that he bestowed upon himself. In other words, he created a job for himself and gave himself but it's actually something that's sort of made up. It's not out there, if you will, only for them. But it sounds like it's been around forever and there's lots of them out there. Does that make sense? Yes, there are one or two people around that have got these, they offer services, shall we say, and they've got these fancy titles, but yeah, it's like something made up. But it sounds, yeah. So I reached out to him and said, actually, if it's a radio show that's then put out as a podcast, then surely it should be a broadcast. And he went, technically, Mick, because he replied, technically, Mick, you are correct. However, I think people will struggle with another name being introduced into the lexicon of language and all the rest of it, so best leave things as they are. Right, fair enough. So, yeah, there's a logo floating about with a radio show that I did. And, yeah, it was with Mick the Brit. Yeah, that's my American name, my air name in America, which was bestowed upon me by the Americans there. And there's a logo going out called the Mick the Brit Broadcast. Just saying. Anyway, this isn't all about me. It's my roundabout way of saying that, yeah, there are people out there that make jobs for themselves. Beware. Check their credentials, you know what I mean?
Not just a radio station, more a way of life.
Bromley Radio.
Ooh.
And we're back. Hope you're doing all right. It was good to see so many of you last Saturday down there on Elmers End Green for our ULEZ demonstration. And Bromley Radio, of course, is, well, it's just a question of right and wrong. We're not political, but ULEZ is definitely wrong for Bromley. So we've been down there covering that, and we met up with the ULEZettes. Yeah, so the group of ladies that put one tune to the song of another, if you know what I mean. They've come up with their own lyrics to certain songs, with certain songs, yeah. Very clever. Later on in the podcast here, I need to say broadcast, later on in the podcast here, and of course the live radio show, and of course the replay, we will be having, of course, our look at the charts this week from 60, 50, 40 and 30 years ago. And I have to say, there are lots of new songs on it, except for one. Yeah, so which decade is the number one the same as it was last week? And also this weekend, of course, as it is the weekend of St. Patrick's Day. And I'm just trying to think of a typical Irish song that is typical. Now, when I say typical Irish song, yes, I could play songs from Irish groups or Irish singers, but what would you say is a typical Irish song that can be played on the radio in the best possible taste? All right, okay, we will come back with some more ULEZ stuff after we've heard from the Eurythmics and Aretha Franklin.
Time to change.
the Eurythmics with Aretha Franklin, and Sisters Are Doing It for themselves.
Mick Smith.
Oh, I've never heard of him.
Yes, so we said that we had some news alluding to ULEZ. It's nothing groundbreaking, but it's just what some of the local politicians have been saying here, and it's appeared as noteworthy news, shall we say, for the area. So, a stroke survivor in Bromley has claimed that she feels isolated, as she cannot see friends and family due to her car not being ULEZ compliant. The Conservative group say she is just one example of why the restrictions should not apply in their borough. The ultra-low emission zone scheme's expansion last August saw people across outer London being asked to pay £12.50 a day to drive if their cars were not deemed environmentally friendly enough. The topic was discussed at Bromley Council meeting on Monday. The woman, living in Coney Hall, contacted Conservative councillor Josh Coldspring White to tell him about the situation she was in. Councillor Coldspring White said at the meeting, after suffering a minor stroke, the resident began to recuperate by joining a gym in Beckenham. Her car is non-compliant, and she doesn't feel able to go on two buses and walk. It would involve if she did not drive. She tried to replace her car, but even the scrappage scheme, the prices are still out of reach. The council reported her saying, "My life feels very restrictive as I cannot afford to visit friends and family. My choice is to use certain supermarkets has been taken from me as I cannot afford the £12.50 a day to my bill. And all of this has a knock-on effect of feeling less social interaction and more isolation." Yeah, so that's just one example of what's going on and how people's lives here in the borough of Bromley have been impacted. Now, there is a way to change this, and I believe it's on the 2nd of May when we will have the mayoral elections. Now, that's only, well, it's less than 2 months away. You also have to make sure that you've got the correct ID before you can vote. We've had a couple of examples of this here in the borough of Bromley. I think we was one of the pioneer boroughs to trial this, I understand, but I don't really remember that. But we had a by-election here in Hayes, and so, yes, I did that. And guess what? You can actually use, as long as it's got photo on it and it's sort of a government-issue type document, you can even use your Oyster card, you know, your 60-plus Oyster card, for example, if you have one of those. Or indeed, if your Freedom Pass has a photograph on it. Anyway, let's get back to the music, and remember, the power lies with us.
Power to the people! 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 Right?
John Lennon and Power to the People. The power lies with us. We the people. Remember that. They work for us. I'm just saying. All right, calm down, Mick, calm down. I always get a bit nervous there because I think, before the drum beat kicks in, because I think, oh, it's only playing out of one channel, one speaker. But no, it's all right. It's that stereo separation thing going on. All right, we get to the bit where we do this, which is we listen back to some of the songs that may be in your record collection. Maybe you have these on vinyl. Well, this week in 1964, there was a new number one. And here it is.
Little children, you better not tell on me. Children, you better not tell what you see. And if you're good, I'll give you candy and a quarter if you're quiet like you ought to be. And keep the secret with me. I wish they would go away, little children. Now why ain't you playing outside? I'm asking you, you can't fool me, 'cause I'm gonna know if you hide. And try to peep, I'm gonna treat you to a movie. Stop your giggling, children, do be nice. I'd live sugars and spice. You saw me kissing your sister. You saw me holding her hand. But if you snitch to your mother, your father won't understand. I wish they would take a nap, little children. Now why don't you go bye-bye? Go up the stairs, me and your sister, we're going steady. How can I kiss her when I'm ready to? With little children like you around, I wonder what can I do around little children like you.
Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas and Little Children, number one this week back in 1964. Well, in 1974, we also had a new number one this week. That's this one.
Soldier blues fell in behind. I looked across.
Paper Lace and Billy, Don't Be a Hero. So the number one this week in 1984. Yeah, she's still there, Nana.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
Nana, 99 Red Balloons, number one this week in 1984. And I can't imagine many of you having the number one this week from 1994. It's this. Have you got that in your record collection? Did you pay money for that? Well, here's the chicken and egg question as well. That's called Dupe, and it's by Dupe. Now, what came first, the group name or the song title? Number one in the UK 30 years ago this week. Couple of Dutch producers who mixed Charleston music with techno, and they came up with that. Yeah, it all sounds double Dutch to me. Well, that's it. There is no more. Thank you very much for listening, even getting this far. However, at the time of speaking, it is St. Patrick's Day weekend, so we're going to have a little song as a nod towards St. Patrick's Day, and of course, St. Patrick, the patron saint of drinking. I have to say, I have celebrated St. Patrick's Day in Dublin. I've also celebrated it on the west coast of Ireland, a place that escapes me, but we flew into Knock Airport from Luton. That bit I do remember. And that's about all I do remember of it. And also, I was on a male group bonding mini cruise from Tampa down to Cozumel, across the Gulf of Mexico, and yes, and on the Friday, yep, I was there celebrating St. Patrick's Day. So lots of great memories and places there. All right, that's it. There is no more. We're going to leave you with the Pogues and Dirty Old Town.
my love by the gasworks wall. Dream the dream by the old canal. I kiss my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. The smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I'm gonna make me a picture box, shining steel, tempered in the fire. I'll chop you down. Met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town.